You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Praise the Lord, men and women of God. This is Thomas Robinson of Kingdom Sounds here with Pastor. I almost want to call him the apostle of the restaurant business. Pastor Lloyd of Lord Have Mercy Restaurant. I believe we got a treat for you. We had him here a couple of weeks ago, and he began to teach us about the business anointing. Amen. I just believe that God wants to bless his people and put his people in the marketplace. And, you know, even before I got out of the car, I thought about something, thought about a little bit of a testimony. And, you know, it takes about 2 minutes to tell it. And I want to tell it right quick just to, because I believe that we should make God's people aware of what's on the inside of them. And I remember one day being at work, and there was a lady, and she was you know, crying about her needs and that she has some financial needs, and she was trying to borrow money. And I asked her what was in her house. And she said, well, you know, I don't have anything. She was an older lady. She wasn't working. She was an older lady. And she said, well, I don't have anything in my house. I said, you don't have any canned goods. You don't have any this or that. And she said, well, I have this one bedroom that I've been meaning to clear out. And I said, well, you know what? When you go home, give it away. Give everything in that room away. It kind of reminds you of the story of the prophet when he went to the widow woman and he said, you know, what do you have in your house? And she was like, well, I don't have anything but a small pot of oil. That oil represented the anointing. Oh, glory to God. And some of us don't realize that there is something on the inside of us, hallelujah, that makes us capable of business. Whether you want to be in business or not, you have the greatest businessman that ever walked the face of the planet on the inside of you. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so here he is in a dark time in this story in the book of 2 Kings, making this woman who's a type of church, who's figurative, who could be figurative or symbolic of the church, making her aware of the anointing that's in the house or on the inside of her. And when you read that story, praise God, the end result was that he put her in business. Come on, the oil selling business. And so to make a long story short, this woman went home and gave everything away in that room, and somebody contacted her and said, I got this person. They're a senior citizen. They need a room, and they want to know if you want to rent out a room. And praise God, put her in the landlord business. She started renting out the room, and probably a short time later, I seen that she was driving a brand new car. I'm talking about not used, come on, but a brand new SUV. What am I saying? I'm saying that she became aware of what was on the inside of her. Come on, that business was on the inside. Sometimes we work these jobs. I remember Pastor Lloyd saying it last week, and I agree with him because I've said it before. We give all of our potential. We give all of our skills, our wisdom, our know-how to the world. Come on, we don't put it to work for ourselves. And so I just wanted to tell that testimony. Without any further delay, I'm about to turn the man of God loose. He can introduce himself and give a shout out to his wife and his congregation. Oh, glory to God. And one more quick thing. If you have a question, and I may come in here and say this about halfway through the his teaching, but if you have a question that you want to ask a question at the end of, and we'll, you know, have him to answer that question at the end, then, you know, just go ahead and type it in, those of you on social media, if you want to ask the man of God a question. All right, man of God, how you doing, Pastor Lloyd?
All is well, man. Thank you so much for having me again. It's I enjoyed it the first time, and I'm so happy to be able to give voice to the things of God and the kingdom of God. And I think so many times we just look at the kingdom as church, but no, the kingdom is all around. It's not just church.
Amen.
It's entrepreneurship. It's so many more things that God has given to us, and we'll get into that. I'm just happy again. I'm Dr. Lloyd with I pastor a church in Orlando, Greater Glory Life Center. I've been doing that for 29 years, and I own Lord of Mercy, which has been in business for 13 years, and we're getting ready to open, you know, a second and a third location. That's in my plans.
Amen.
And so
we're in agreement with you.
So you know, as God bless, we increase.
Amen.
And that's key. But this morning I want to go to Genesis, and as I was praying and asking the Holy Spirit, how can I encourage the people? Because everybody needs encourage.
That's right.
And I think most people don't go in business because of fear.
Well, that's good.
You know, it's because of fear, fear of failure, fear of risk. Well, that fear of failure, fear of risk exists every day. Mm-hmm. You live at your house, but you have to trust God. If God give you a plan, God give you something to do, and I'm going to show you something that the Lord showed me. It'll be a blessing to you.
Praise God.
In Genesis 1:26, I like going to the beginning because the beginning shows us everything. Mm-hmm. Genesis 1 and verse number 28, and I'm going to read it out of the King James, and I'm going to read it out the Amplified. It says, "And so, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." But in the Amplified, I begin to study this, and it's, "And God blessed them and said to them." Now notice, he not only blessed them, but he said to them, he pronounced something over them. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. Now notice, subdue it using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. Hmm. See, when you're in business, you're serving man.
Oh, that's good.
When you're in the church, you're serving God. So here God empowered us not just to operate in the church, but also to operate in the world.
That's good.
Serve God using all the vast resources that I've given to you, not only to serve me, but to go in business and serve man. Hmm. And he blessed you. Now, the word blessed means empowered, an endowment, a skill.
Yes.
That he's given to you. And what has happened, because we haven't understood our purpose, we think our purpose is for everybody else to benefit from it.
That's right.
And and it's not like that. So in that saying, I want to sort of build from that, talent produces treasures. And we'll go to the five talents in just a few minutes of the talent man. But what happened was this, that my talent, now you don't need me trying to be no football player, a basketball player. Don't give me no lawnmower because I'm not going to ride it. And don't give me a lawnmower because I'm not going to push it. Don't give me a screwdriver because I'm not going to use it, because that's not my talent.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's not my grace. So I'm not going to do what I'm not graced to do. I'm only going to do what I've been empowered to do, because when I understand what I've been empowered to do, watch this, it's going to produce treasures.
That's right.
And so y'all have things that God has given to you that's made you talented, very talented, but you're not using it to produce treasure.
That's good.
I'm going to give you four words, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do everything I need to do, but passion, purpose, productivity, and prosperity. See, once you find your passion puts you in your purpose. Your purpose causes you to have productivity, and productivity brings you to prosperity. That's what I did at Lord Have Mercy. Hmm. My passion is cooking. So that's my purpose. My purpose is feeding people. and feeding people, I produce food, which is productivity, and that sells and causes prosperity.
That's good.
So a lot of us have this, and my thing today is to get you to see, what are you talented to do? Because whatever you're talented to do is what God has given to you to produce treasures. Stop using your treasures for someone else instead of you.
Come on.
Because that's not the way God intended. Now, the reason you're using your talents, let me give you this, the reason you was using your talents in the business world was to train you to have your own.
Oh, that's good.
You understand?
Wow.
So God has to have some place to train you to launch you into your own. And so what we all have to, you have been thinking that that's been the place that you're supposed to work the rest of your life.
Right.
No, that was training. It's just like ministry. We all start out in from the usher board to the praise team and we go from place to place, but eventually God launches us out into the very thing that he was training us to do and all these other dynamics that was in our lives. And so what has happened, we get to a place of stalemate and we just get stalled.
That's good.
Or we listen to people say, well, you don't need to go in business. You know how much work it is. Well, no matter what you do, it's going to take work.
That's right.
I mean, if you're living, it's going to take work. So my job, my assignment today is get you to use your talent, because your talent is producing your treasures. Now, anything, you know, see, let me say this to you. Some of you are working and you hate your jobs. That don't even make sense. Why would I do something that I hate and makes me miserable? No. Find the passion or the talent God has given to you. Use that and be happy at what you do.
You, I got to say something. That was so good. Because sometimes God is even using that to push you out. Because I heard you say launch out. Some folks don't want to launch. It reminds you of the Bible. In the Bible, one book of the Bible says Jesus was led into the wilderness. The next, you go over to the book of, I believe it's Mark, and it said Luke. He says he was driven. And so some of you all, God has to lead. Some of you all, God can lead. And some of you all, God has to drive you, push you into, kind of like the woman with the oil. She was there, about to lose everything that she had given birth to. And what I mean, she had birthed two sons. But here, she's, it's almost like she was, just launched or pushed into this thing. Go ahead, man of God. I had to say that. That was so good.
But sometimes, sometimes you get fired and you can't find a job because God's trying to show you need to go in business.
That's good.
I just can't seem to find no job. That's because he's trying to get your attention to look inside, because your job is on the inside of you, and it's called your business.
Good. Oh, that's good.
And it's so important that you get a hold of that.
That's good.
So, those closed. I guarantee you, God's waiting for you to say yes to that business.
Oh, that's good.
Once you say yes, everything lines up. God will start talking to you more. Why God should talk to you about your business when you're not listening?
Oh, that's good.
He's only going to talk to you when you're ready to listen. And sometimes those doors, like you say, those infractions, what we call disappointments, is God trying to say, listen, I'm trying to take you to another dimension of living and operating. But you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, that's
good. So it's very, very important that we get a hold of these truths, because it's gonna, like I said, it's gonna launch you into your destiny. And some of you have been destined from the beginning, because I heard my spiritual father say this, that on the inside of everyone, there's a million-dollar idea.
Oh, man of God, what I'm sitting here thinking about, even as you're talking, I'm thinking about the parable that Jesus told about the landowner who went out at different times, and then at the last hour of the day, the last hour, which represents the last hour of a dispensation or a time, he went out and there was people standing around in the marketplace. And he asked the question, why are you standing around in the marketplace? And this lines up with what you're talking about. They said, we don't have anybody to hire us. They're standing around looking for people to hire them. And this is the response of the landlord owner. He said, come and work for me. Now, I'm going to let you, go back, but I just want to say,
that's awesome, man.
All
God.
You preaching better in the choir saying amen. I'm sitting over here on pins and needles about to jump.
it's so we see now once you launch in, what I love about this is once you launch into your talent, and we all got talents, and we'll get in that just a few minutes. We all got talents. And it's I'm passionate about cooking. You know, it's something that I mean, give me a pot and pan, praise God. It's like giving me a Bible.
I heard that.
It's not taken away from the Bible. It's working together. Mm-hmm. Because it's grace. And I thought about this coming down. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And we always looked at that. Paul being an apostle, and we know that God, he did great things. But you know, Paul was a tent maker.
Mm-hmm.
He had a business of tents. So he was graced by God to have a tent business, to do business on the side. And you notice Paul, see, I would always go work. I work with my hands. I'll do this. Paul was always still working while he was doing ministry.
What do you say to the people that have a difficult time grasping that? Because we live in a day and age where people, you know, when Christ went back to his hometown, they had a hard time receiving him because they only knew him as a businessman. And so someone may say, well, you know, yeah, but our pastor, he's full time, such and such. Is it because they haven't seen it in the Word?
Well, I think it's been what's been handed down throughout our churches.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all say, you know, you can't do business outside and do church. At the same time, a lot of the denominational churches, none against nobody. I'm just stating the fact that the reason why, if you let me do this, the reason why people sort of shy for business because they're scared of being rich. They're scared of prosperity.
God.
Because they it's the old myth, the love of money. Money is the root of all evil. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
Not money. Money is not evil. Money takes on the personality of the people that's holding it. So if you're evil, then your money's evil. If you're blessed, then your money's blessed. If you're righteous, then your money's righteous. If you're holy, then your money's holy.
My God.
It takes on the characteristics of the one that's holding it.
You preaching better than the choir is saying amen right now.
So don't buy into that. And then if you keep reading that, down there he gave the rich man a charge. He said, be not high-minded. Don't trust in your riches. He never told him not to be rich. Mm-hmm. You study your Bible. Don't allow people to give you their opinion of what the scripture is saying.
That is so true, because sometimes people look in the Bible to see and what they can relate to. They can't see anything else.
Right.
You know, this is why people can't see business in the Bible. It took me, for me, when I went into business, you know, I put it this way, I just believe that God shows me business in Bible now.
Since I'm there, I'm just going to look in 1 Timothy chapter 6, excuse me, but it talks about, because they use this chapter here to sort of scare people away from money or business, because if business is going to make me rich, I don't want it because I don't want to be evil. So you got that stemmer.
Yeah.
That bad revelation in your soul that's untrue.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read the Bible, but verse 8, he said, but thou, O man of God, flee these things, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. And so he's telling them, don't go into that pattern when you go into business. Stay a man of God. Stay full of righteousness. Stay godly. Stay faithful. So he's telling them how, but then he goes down to verse 17. Then it says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in the uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Okay, so that God's not contradicting himself.
That's good.
One moment he said, money is the root of all evil. Then next moment, the Amplifier says, I love this. This blows people away. As for the rich in this world, charge them not to be proud or arrogant or contemptuous of others, nor to set their hopes on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly and ceaselessly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. So he's not talking about not having or enjoying. He said, people that love money, that's the evil.
That's right.
You can not have money and be evil and love it.
That's right.
We love God.
That's right.
We don't love money.
That's right.
So we
that's
have to keep things in proper perspective. Is that clear?
I hope I'm clearing
something up for y'all. You know, you are designed. Listen to me. You are designed to prosper.
Yes.
God made you. We're made in the image and likeness of God from the beginning, right? So if God owns everything, if God is wealthy, if God is prestigious, then if you made in the image and likeness of him, why are you not being the same way that you've been made in the image and likeness of?
Oh, that's so good. Because when God says he's putting his glory upon us in the book of Isaiah. Well, if you look up the word glory, it means splendor. It mm-hmm. means majesty, majestic. It means wealth. It means, and so some people got a problem because they haven't they don't understand what it is. Why would God put them in a place called paradise? We're talking about Eden. If he had a problem with you having something.
Yeah. Well, again, let's go back to the myth, you know, God, you know, minus the root of all evil. You know, God don't want you prosperous. God,
took the word out of there.
Yeah.
Took love out.
And, you know, God don't want you prosperous and this kind of stuff. And it's just totally against the scripture. Mm-hmm. God don't care how much you have, long as you don't lose him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
That, I mean, he has to be the center of everything you do, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. You don't lose sight of God, no matter how much he give you, what you give you. Your love is maintained with God. But in let me show you this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and he said, use all vast resources. Then over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, and now he that ministers seed to the sower. Now, we're going to talk about God. Now, that scripture says, and God who provides seed. So when I open my business, God is going to provide seed. He's not going to give seed. He's going to provide seed.
Yes, yes.
For the sower and bread for the eating will all also provide and multiply your resources. That the word again, resources for sowing and increase the fruits of righteousness, which manifests its actness, goodness, kindness, and charity. I don't see anything in there where God says, don't do it.
That's right.
So God now... God wants you to open the business because he wants to give you a seed so you can enhance his kingdom.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
So it's all about the kingdom of God.
That's good.
All about the kingdom of God. God said, I'm going to provide seed. One way God provides seed, he said that he give you talent. See, I get seed every week because I get business. People come in, so I get seed. So I'm able to tie to my church. I'm able to bless people. Praise God. Seed. Now, if you sitting there with no seed, it's probably because you hadn't tapped into your talent. No. You have ability to produce treasure if you look into your talent. What are you good at? Pies? Knitting? Wash cars? What is it?
Yes.
You're talented at something. That talent is where your business is.
You know, man of God, I tell you what, we have about 5 minutes left. Let me say this here. If anybody has a question... quick question. I see we got people online. You got a quick question that you want to ask Pastor Lloyd, business owner, entrepreneur, business owner Lord of Lord Have Mercy, then we want you to go ahead and type it in. And then the people online on social media, we want you to stay on because we're going to go into part two. But we're going to come off of the radio, but we're going to go into part two. And so anyways, man of God, let's see. Let's go ahead and let you do closing statements, and we'll wait on a question or two if anybody has a question that they want to ask you. And tell the people about your business and where they can locate the business.
Our restaurant is in Titusville, Florida, 3434 South Washington Avenue. We open Wednesday through Sunday from 11 to 9. I want to encourage you. Do not listen to the hecklers and the haters. Mm-hmm. You have been empowered by God to do business for the kingdom. Listen,
yes.
Everything you do is for the kingdom. The Bible says, whatever you do as unto the Lord.
Yes.
So I'm doing this business as unto the Lord. I didn't open this business to become rich. I opened this business to help the kingdom.
That's right.
See, my mindset, my motives is right. And so long as your mindset is right, your motives are right, God's going to keep blessing your business. So I encourage you. Don't let no one discourage you from using the talent God give you to produce treasures.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I tell you what, I don't see anyone asking any questions. Let me see. Oh, might be some questions down there. Let me see. Nope. Nobody's asked any questions. So we won't. We'll just take some questions in the second session if anybody has a question. Okay, man of God, I tell you what. Closing statements. You want to pray for the people. For a business anointing. Praise God. Of those who desire to go into business, we're gonna let Pastor Lloyd of the Lord Have Mercy Restaurant, entrepreneur, great restaurant, awesome food. Amen. Pray for you. And so. Go ahead, man of God. You got the floor.
Father, I thank you this morning for opportunity to come into the lives of your people concerning what you're giving me to do. Now, Father, here's my prayer for them. I'm asking for your wisdom. Give them wisdom to step into the plans and purpose you have for their life. Father, you know it. You know who they are. You already know what they're supposed to be doing. You said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and give you a great outcome. Father, give them wisdom to understand your plan, to have the power and the energy and the courage and the confidence to step into the anointing of entrepreneurship so they can be a blessing to your kingdom. Father, I thank you now that even as I speak, they're being stirred in the spirit and they're being challenged in faith to do what you put them on this earth to do, is do business for the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, you have been listening to Kingdom Sounds. Amen. And we have a special guest, Pastor Lloyd. Amen. Of Lord Have Mercy Restaurant. Once again, it's located in the wonderful city of Titusville, right on US 1, as a matter of fact. Look him up. Praise God. As a matter of fact, God has blessed him. He's known nationally. His restaurant is known nationally.
And internationally.
Praise God. People come from all over the world because they've seen the television show with his restaurant on it. And so we thank God for how God is establishing him and raising him up in business. Amen. To make him, I almost want to say, I'll just be humble right now and say a bishop of business. Amen. All right. Well, praise the Lord, saints. Once again, this is Kingdom Sounds. I'm the overseer of Victory International Praise, located in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida, 250 North Babcock. 250 North Babcock. We thank God for you. Let's see. You can catch this broadcast later on today from 6 to 6 p.m. on 99.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 100.7 FM. All right. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Ideas matter, and that's true for nations as well as individuals. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Last month, the Washington Post editorial board called for the U.S. government to intervene in Haiti. High-profile kidnappings, political violence, devastation from natural disasters, gang violence, the list seems unending. While some nations achieve a level of stability that allows them to navigate crises like these, Haiti has not. The overall lack of long-term measurable results from the now billions in foreign aid that have been poured into Haiti suggests that the problem isn't merely a lack of funding. Haiti occupies the western half of the island of Hispaniola. Claimed by France in 1665, the island's natural productivity helped make it one of the richest colonies in the French Empire. Haiti's colonial masters were able to achieve such growth through slavery. The 40,000 or so slaves that arrived on the island of Hispaniola each year made up more than one-third of the entire Atlantic slave trade. In 1791, Haiti became the site of the largest and most successful slave rebellion in the Western Hemisphere. The Haitian Revolution was a long and bloody affair. Though successful in overthrowing the heavy hand of France, by the time it was over, much of the country's infrastructure and plantations had been destroyed. Haiti officially declared independence on January 1, 1804. However, the country faltered in the years that followed. Crippled by an assassination, the young republic descended into a political roller coaster. Today, Haiti's chaos just seems perpetual. Over $13 billion in aid has been poured into the island nation since 2010. And yet, the need for disaster